Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excellencies, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, given the staggering costs of hunger and undernutrition in human economic terms, it is inspiring to see all of us gathered here today on such an important issue. Indeed, since the first ICN in 1992, in 2014, we can genuinely say that there is stronger country commitment on nutrition, along with greater international attention. We all know the global figures. 805 million people lack enough food to meet their nutritional needs. And 45% of child deaths annually are due to malnutrition. But these generalities can overshadow complexities and nuances. But one thing is clear. Food may be the foundation for good nutrition, but it is only one of several ingredients. Nutritional outcomes are affected by numerous elements, including education, access to health services, a clean environment, and women's empowerment. And this is one reason why attention to rural development is important. Now, within this big picture, smallholders and family farms have a huge role to play. The world's 500 million small farms are responsible for about 80% of food production in developing countries. And they play a crucial role in ensuring that diverse, nutritious foods are available to rural and urban dwellers of all ages. But one of life's most tragic ironies is that the very people who work so hard to feed their nations are too often the ones who are poor and hungry. The statistics are clear. About half of those living in hunger live in rural smallholder farming communities. 20% are landless and depend on agriculture for survival. A further 10% depends on herding, fishing, and forest resources. Only 20% of the world's hungriest people live in cities. And that is why investments to improve worldwide nutrition must focus on rural farms and families and must recognize the tremendous potential of small producers. By strengthening their role in food supply systems, we're also strengthening employment opportunities in rural communities and the sustainable management of natural resources, including protection of biodiversity. Now we need to invest in their capacity to produce more and to produce it better. These small farms are the center for rural transformation. My institution, the International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, or IFAD, if you come from the north, can play a unique role to support this goal. In 2013, we began to scale up our focus on nutrition. And to that end, we have been consolidating everything we have learned about nutrition, about food security, about gender, and agriculture, and rural development. Now, raising incomes through enhanced production and productivity allows small producers to buy the food that they can't grow. But increasing farmer incomes is only part of the puzzle. A focus on nutrition also means investing in better production, processing, and storage to enhance nutrient values. It means introducing more nutritious and more diverse crops. And it means promoting better knowledge and behavior so that changes in farm production result in changes in diets at the household level. According to IFPRI, reaching more than 80% of the world's undernourished children with key nutrition interventions over the next 15 years may require as much as $10 billion per year. We believe at IFAD it will be far cheaper to make sure that all children, every child, has access to balanced, diversified, and nutritious food right from the start. We should therefore recognize that nutrition is more than just a health issue. And the experience shows that agriculture-led strategies contribute directly to reducing hunger and undernutrition. In agriculture-based economies such as China and Vietnam, where smallholders predominate, growth strategies focused on smallholders may do the most to reduce poverty and hunger. Between 1990 and 2013, China reduced undernutrition from 22.9% to 11.4%, and child stunting was reduced from 32.3% to 9.4% in the same period. When we address nutrition, we must not overlook the importance of rural women. There is compelling evidence that nutrition status of children improves when women are educated, healthy, and well-nourished. And this is important. When women have the power to make autonomous decisions. More than half of the reduction in malnutrition between 1990 and 1995 is attributable to improvements in women's status and education. Empowering and educating women must be a principal goal of agricultural development. And of course, more needs to be done to support biodiversity in farming systems. There are more than 50,000 edible plants in the world, but studies show that rice, maize, and wheat provide 60% of the world's energy intake. Several indigenous crops are known to be more nutritious than the ones we eat today, while fruits and vegetables provide micronutrients that are vital for good health. Of course, all of this is still not enough. If we do not come forth with investments and policy actions, our words today will simply disguise our failure to act. And IFAD does not have all the answers. On the contrary, we know that lasting solutions to malnutrition lie in building partnerships between and among UN and other development agencies, governments, NGOs, CSOs, the private sector, researchers, and of course, smallholders themselves. Now, while we are pleased to endorse the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the Framework for Action, endorsement from IFAD or from anyone else is just the beginning. And that is why, to conclude, I hope that this will be the last ICN where we meet to discuss what needs to be done. Because we know what needs to be done. We know what is required. And so, when we meet next time, if we do meet next time, let it not be for another declaration. Let it be to celebrate success and to be able to say, yes, we did it. Thank you.